tonight. NBC News exclusive. Could a tragic inferno have been stopped? New video showing authorities inside the warehouse weeks before dozens perished. What we've learned about potential missed opportunities. Lashing out as police make an arrest in the apparent road rage death of a former NFL star. A sheriff unloads in a tirade filled with profanity and racial slurs. Trump's billion-dollar threat over the price of the new Air Force One. The president-elect using the bully pulpit against another big American company. L.A. terror threat stepped up security tonight. Passengers being searched after the feds go public with a chilling phone call. And danger at the wheel. Startling new research how even an hour or two of lost sleep dramatically raises your risk. Nightly News begins right now.
From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. I'm Tamron Hall in for Lester. Tonight we begin in California, where NBC News has obtained new video that gives us a look inside that Oakland, California warehouse not long before it went up in flames, killing 36 people. And now this video could raise even more questions about what people who live there call an open secret. Yeah. Did authorities know that lives could be in danger well before the inferno? NBC's Stephanie Goss starts us off tonight in Oakland. Stephanie, good evening.
Good evening, Tamron. Well, tonight, fire officials say they don't expect that death toll to rise above 36. Meanwhile, NBC News has learned that the Oakland police were inside that warehouse as recently as 2 months ago.
Video obtained by NBC News shows Oakland police officers in the warehouse known as the Ghost Ship in October of this year, part of an incident residents say tied to a neighbor's party. Landlord Derek Almina helped police get access to the warehouse rooftop.
Threw my space up my ladder to save a kid on the roof.
The police department would not comment on any visits to the property, citing the investigation. Including the night of this incident, NBC News has learned from interviews and records that city and county officials had multiple opportunities in the last 2 years to address possible safety concerns, starting with fire inspections. The city of Oakland requires them for commercial and residential properties every year. The head of the firefighters union, Zach Unger, told us today he worries those inspections never took place.
Do they have the kind of resources they need?
No, not nearly.
Is there talk among firefighters that there are buildings that are unsafe in this city?
Absolutely. There are many unsafe buildings in the city.
A third possible missed opportunity? Child Protective Services visited the property. Almina says they were inspecting after the state had taken custody of his three children. A former CPS investigator tells NBC News that fire safety is supposed to be an important part of their assessment. The city also received multiple complaints in the last 2 years about the property. Housing officials say an investigation was ongoing, but residents say no contact was ever made with them. Tonight, the mayor's office says it will soon release the full record of the housing department investigation. The worst fire in Oakland's history, many wondering tonight if officials missed possible warnings. Stephanie Gosk, NBC News, Oakland.
This is Gotti Schwartz in Oakland, California. Tonight, video from inside the Ghost Ship posted online by a director and filmmaker just an hour before it went up in flames. The man who rented this space on the Today Show this morning lashing out after questions over whether he was responsible.
I'm an honorable man. I'm a proud man. No, I'm not going to answer these questions on this level. I would rather get on the floor and be trampled by the parents. I'm so sorry. I'm incredibly sorry. What do you want me to say? I'm not going to answer these questions.
But for those who survived the night of the fire, any anger gives way to disbelief. Joel Shanahan, known as the Golden Donna, was there headlining the underground concert.
It was hell. We just had to watch the exit for hours and just wait. And they never came out.
Two of his friends among those killed. Investigators saying inside the cluttered space, the victims likely died quickly from smoke inhalation. Some of the remains found holding one another. Alex Hassan, the man who Instagrammed this video from inside the Ghost Ship, now leaving behind two young daughters. The tragic list of those lost too long to comprehend. At a vigil, artists, musicians, poets, teachers, all remembered.
I was
Nick Walrath, an up-and-coming lawyer, still listed as missing.
I looked up to him in so many ways.
His last text message, "Fire, I love you."
We were best friends.
Families remembering those who celebrated life in what was supposed to be a refuge for artists, now reduced to ash and debris. Gowdy Schwartz, NBC News, Oakland, California.
Now to new developments in a shocking case of alleged road rage. A suspect has now been charged in the shooting death of former NFL player Joe McKnight after public outrage over his initial release last week. As our Blake McCoy tells us today, the sheriff lashed out at those critics in a press conference filled with slurs and profanity.
Tonight, the man accused of shooting former NFL player Joe McKnight in a case of road rage has been arrested. Ronald Gasser, now charged with manslaughter after initially being released last week.
He was somebody's son.
A decision that sparked public outcry, especially when it was revealed Gasser had been arrested for road rage before at the same intersection 10 years ago. Those charges dropped.
So for those who have criticized the men and women of this organization, and the strategy decisions that we made relative to that, tough.
A defensive and combative sheriff reading some of the messages elected officials in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, have received for backing his decision to give the investigation more time.
We saw you sell out to them, you rat punk.
The sheriff says since last Thursday, 160 witness interviews, 70 businesses contacted for potential surveillance video, and multiple crime scene reenactments. Investigators say that evidence suggests McKnight cut off Gasser, who then sped after McKnight, the two involved in verbal altercations, cutting in front of one another, and zipping around vehicles. At a red light 4 miles later, McKnight pulled up next to Gasser's vehicle, got out, and approached his car. That's when Gasser shot McKnight 3 times. Gasser remained on scene as a bystander performed CPR.
I can't believe it. My child is gone.
McKnight's family spoke to NBC over the weekend.
We just want to just take everything day by day. We don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Ronald Gasser is said to be cooperating with authorities and was interviewed for 12 hours without an attorney. Tonight, he's being held here on $500,000 bond. Tamron?
Blake, thank you. And now to politics and President-elect Donald Trump sparking a new controversy over Air Force One after once again taking to social media to criticize an American business. This time, he's threatening to cancel an order for new presidential planes from aviation giant Boeing. We get details from NBC's Hallie Jackson.
The president-elect's preferred plane?
I don't know what to do without the airplane.
His own, a Boeing, made by the company he's targeting today, threatening to cancel a contract for 2 new presidential planes, upgrades he says he doesn't need.
I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
Donald Trump's tweet to cancel the order for the future Air Force Ones sent Boeing's stock into a slide before it bounced back. The aviation company saying in a statement, it looks forward to delivering the best planes for the president at the best value for the American taxpayer. Its CEO, in a report published before Trump's tweet, suggesting Trump's trade proposals, especially toward China, could hurt. Some experts warn it's too early to say the Boeing contract is too expensive.
I think the president-elect took to Twitter before he really understood the details. We don't know what this program is going to cost because the Air Force hasn't said yet what the plane needs to do.
Military sources tell NBC News the planes must be able to survive a nuclear blast and communicate with those on the ground under any circumstances. But Donald Trump's trying to show he's changing how the government does business with business.
I think he is being a good steward of our dollars, our American dollars.
To some, his Boeing threat, an example of the businessman they elected doing exactly what they'd hoped.
Overall, is there anything that the president-elect could do once he takes office that will cause you to really rethink your support of him?
If he stops being Donald Trump.
You're starting to think personally.
The president-elect's continuing his thank you tour here in North Carolina, appearing with his defense secretary pick, General James Mattis. But it's the son of another general in the spotlight tonight, Michael Flynn Jr., now off the transition team after defending a fake conspiracy theory online. Tamara?
All right, Hallie Jackson, thank you very much. Passengers on the subway system in Los Angeles are facing stepped-up security tonight after a phoned-in threat said a specific station would be hit with a terror attack. There are questions about the credibility of the information, but the city says it can't take any chances. We get details from our justice correspondent, Pete Williams.
Heavily armed police and sheriff's deputies patrolled L.A.'s busy Red Line subway after a phoned-in threat said it would be hit today with a suicide bomb attack. The tipster mentioned a specific station, Universal City, a busy stop used by thousands of people a day. Passengers boarding today had their bags and backpacks searched.
I'm not super comfortable, but I had to get to work.
Law enforcement officials say the call came Monday from a payphone in Australia to a police tip line there, and word was passed to the U.S.
Next stop is Universal City.
The mayor made a show of riding the subway today and said the tip was so specific the city had to respond.
We cannot assign that this is credible at this point. We are just doing what we do with an abundance of caution.
But law enforcement officials tell NBC News that very payphone in Australia, where the tip came from, has been used to make hoax calls before. LA officials were criticized a year ago for shutting down schools after a bomb threat that was quickly deemed a hoax. But the mayor says given so little notice this time, he had no choice but to beef up security and go public. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.
Turning now overseas, where tonight we take you inside a daring rescue mission, a brave team risking it all to save women and children from the horrors of ISIS. NBC's Richard Engel has the story of those putting their lives on the line to get civilians safely out of Mosul.
It's long after nightfall, and Khalil al-Dahi, a lawyer, is filming his secret and extraordinarily dangerous mission. He's just rescued this woman and child from ISIS captivity, picking them up from a safe house. Any passing car could be driven by an ISIS fighter. They were kidnapped by ISIS. We had to kidnap them back, al-Dahi told us later. But he still had to get Layla and her three-year-old son, Ahmed, out of Mosul. As U.S.-backed Iraqi troops are now fighting ISIS in Mosul, al-Dahi is racing to get Yazidi hostages out before ISIS kills them or the city is destroyed. Yazidi girls are being attacked and raped. ISIS members kill children right in front of their mothers, he says. ISIS has targeted the Yazidis, a non-Muslim minority, for extermination and enslavement. Iraq sent helicopters to save thousands, but activists say the group is still holding 4,000 Yazidis, the women openly sold as sex slaves. Hours later, they make it to safety. Layla is welcomed by her relatives. She and her son had been held by ISIS for over 2 years. They separated me from my husband, she says, and sold me to an ISIS fighter to marry. The kidnapper raped her, she says, and his wife beat her son. Unlike other communities in the Middle East, the Yazidis have refused to ostracize women who've been sexually abused. I thought I was going to kill myself when they held me. I didn't, because of my child, she says. Al-Dahi has now rescued 173 people. He says he won't stop until he's saved them all. Richard Engel, NBC News, Dahok, Iraq.
Still ahead, driving drowsy, a new warning about the dangers of getting behind the wheel when you haven't gotten enough sleep. Why experts now say it can be as bad as driving drunk. Also, a rare defeat for tech giant Apple at the Supreme Court with hundreds of millions of dollars on the line. There's news tonight for anyone who struggles to get enough sleep, working double shifts, students cramming at night, or as we talked about here last night, people just struggling with insomnia. New research from AAA suggests if you miss just a couple of hours of sleep, your risk of having an accident starts climbing fast. And 20% of all fatal accidents are thought to involve drowsy driving. Here's NBC's Tom Costello.
It's the kind of close call a lot of drivers can relate to. A lack of sleep and suddenly
your eyelids get heavy and it's like you go into a fog.
The decision to drive drowsy has haunted Karen Roberts for years. A new nursing school graduate, she hadn't slept in 24 hours when she got off her Christmas shift at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. But on her way home, she fell asleep and crashed at this intersection, suffering a severe brain injury, her left side paralyzed.
I was in a coma for 9 days, and then I was in the hospital for 2 months.
Now, new research from AAA suggests your risk of an accident jumps exponentially with each hour of lost sleep. While most adults need at least 7 hours a night, more than a third of us don't get it. Drivers going on 5 to 6 hours of sleep are nearly twice as likely to crash. On 4 to 5 hours, four times more likely to crash. Less than 4 hours, the effects are similar to drunk driving, 11 times more likely to crash. The trouble is, many of us are sleep deprived and just missing an hour or two on a single night, and the risk of having an accident can rise dramatically.
So when we nod off and it feels like all you've done is blink and nod, you've been asleep for 2 to 3 seconds.
Today, Karen still suffers from debilitating headaches and double vision that make full-time work almost impossible. Her only wish that so many years ago, she'd pulled over and taken a nap. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
A rare defeat in the smartphone wars today for the tech giant Apple at the Supreme Court. In a unanimous decision, the court sided with Samsung, which was challenging a nearly $400 million judgment for infringing on Apple's iPhone design patents. The justices ruled that a lower court should reconsider the award amount. Tonight, we're revealing for the first time the top six finalists for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. In no particular order, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Beyonce Knowles, the CRISPR scientist, the group pioneering advancements in genetic research, also Vladimir Putin, and finally, Turkish President Erdogan. So who will it be? Time's Person of the Year will be revealed exclusively tomorrow morning on Today. That will do this for this Tuesday night. I'm Tamron Hall in for Lester. I'll see you tomorrow morning on Today. And for all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.